of the quickening help of the Holy Ghost. The secret of the quickening help of the Holy Ghost. Now, today my job is to tell you how to get your help and how to keep your help. Now, in the Christian circle, there's not a lot of teaching about help. There's a lot of teaching about healing, 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 die, healing, die, healing, die. So longevity, many times, is never reached. And another thing happened is, not only is longevity never reached, but such sad lives at the end of a person's day, 40, 50, start to become the end of their days. And that old age conditioning that have come even into the church is not biblical, is not from God. It's something that is man-made. It's something that is medically made from the industries of doctors who don't know about nothing about nutrition. And so we've been talking to you about the value of your eating, how important it is that you examine everything before you put it in your mouth. Is it a builder you're eating, or is it a destroyer? Now, that's up to you and the Holy Ghost to make that decision, but you cannot and you will not keep your health eating everything. That is so important. I think it's a secret that the church needs to know. We think that prayer can change our sin. Prayer can't change sin. And sin is disobedience. Sin is the sin of omission, not doing what God has told us to do. I want to talk about this negative part first before we get to the quickening factor of the Holy Ghost on your body and your health. So we can't get around this. You know, if I could find a way, I would tell you how. But it's a hidden fact that have kept us sick. It's not God. You know, in a Baptist circle, there's a bunch of ministers who had large ministries, and they said 90% of sickness came from sin. But as I read, all them began to become sick and began to die. I read they had 1,200 preachers and 10,000 people praying for one man, and he died. So nobody told him nothing about changing his diet. He didn't know nothing about it. He loved God. He just went on to glory with God early, but his work left unfulfilled. So you need to make your mind about this, the little games you playing, the little excuses you making. The reality of the thing is, you either gonna live long and strong, or you're gonna live long and wrong, or you're gonna live a short life. So let me try to help you on these things. So the secret of the quickening health of the Holy Ghost. There's a scripture that we're going to read that most likely no one would ever have placed this scripture in the context of health, but the Holy Ghost, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and seemed good to me. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. It says, verse 1, and you hath he quickened, who was dead in trespasses and sin. You said to me, Apostle, what this has to do with it? The quickening factor of the Holy Spirit brought you into a place of being sons and daughters of God. Okay? That same quickening power holds together whatever God's word says. So there's quickening of health that is in the Holy Ghost. He says, verse 2, when time passes, you walk according to the course of this world. See that? See, our eating, as we turn from Genesis 1:29 and start eating the perverted things that are not building our bodies but destroying our body. Remember what he said in Psalm 139, verse 14. Praise the Lord. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous is his work, and that our soul knows right well. And that's what he's trying to get us to understand. When time passed, you walk according to the course of this world. I like that, Holy Ghost. You see, when we're talking about straightening out the dilemmas in your body, you cannot eat according to the course of this world, and you cannot stop doing it without the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? So we need the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, just like we got saved. We need the quickening power of the Holy Spirit to keep us in health, physically, mentally, academically, psychologically. We cannot do it. This is a quickening issue. My health is a quickening issue. The Holy Spirit has to keep me in my healing position, in my health position. How? Notice Acts 10:38 again, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Sickness is satanic oppression. We understand that. But notice there how God did this. God, the whole Trinity is in his voice, Acts 10:38. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They combine to deal with sickness and disease. Sickness and disease coming from the devil. Oppress the devil. That voice explained everything. But quickening life, quickening health, comes by the Holy Ghost and power. How God anointed Jesus and added with the Holy Ghost and power. The Holy Ghost and power. Now, it's one thing to become healthy. Hello. It's another thing to keep your health. And I think this has been happening to the body of Christ. I think the power, the anointing coming in meeting through men and women of God, and everything that was bothering your body is driven out. But in the next 25, 30 minutes, you tear it down by your lunch, by your snack. So it's so important. I know, see, that don't sound spiritual, Reverend. I'm not talking about what sounds spiritual. I'm talking about what's going to get your body healthy and keep you healthy. I know enough now through science and through revelation that what's been keeping the body of Christ sick and why so many Christians dying early, preachers and all dying. And we have to change it. So is that food that good? Not for my life. And then there are other good foods you can eat. Now listen to me. This perverted appetite has to be dealt with by the Holy Ghost. It's like a demon. It has to be dealt with by the Holy Ghost. If God is hand on us, and I mean, it's just like a demon, and we need to cast that demon out. I'm telling you right now. You need to, let me make a statement I made before. Becoming addicted to eating the right food. All right? Now, you just go on and read it, because it's Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 7. He said in the second part of the second verse, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan is involved. The spirit that now worketh in who? The children of disobedience. I mean, verse 2. The children of disobedience. We have to become the children of obedience. Well, as Isaiah 1:19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you should eat the good health of the land. I mean, that's exactly what he's saying. All right? All right, now, it goes on to say, verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation, the lifestyle and time past, in the lust of our flesh. Oh, my goodness. The lust of our flesh has been stealing our health. The lust of our flesh has been stealing our health. The lust of our flesh has been stealing our health. Verse 3. I didn't know he was going to pull all this out of this. Verse 3. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Can't you see the parallel construction of being delivered from damnation to salvation? The same principle has to be used from being delivered from sickness to health. And keep your health, you're keeping your salvation. You never went back in the world. You thought, I thought, we couldn't do without the world. What happened? You see, we thought we had to dance. We thought we had to drink liquor. We thought we had to run women or run men or whatever. I mean, when you're lost, that's the way it is. What happened to all that? Why you don't want to go no more? Why you living holy? It's the same holiness in keeping your health. We can't go with the world without eating and expect God to keep us. Look at this, verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, oh Lord, have mercy upon us, for his great love, God's great love, wherewith he loved us. God loved you so much, your body belonged to him. He said in verse 5, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved. I don't know why the Holy Spirit keep prompting me. Would Christ eat your menu? You have to ask yourself, would Christ eat your menu? You need to ask yourself that. And he said in verse 5, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, those verses deal with salvation, and salvation includes hell. So any type of lust, we got to deal with it, all right? Now, to make it more insightful, look in Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. So important. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We're looking at the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, how it works. And we have to remain in the presence of the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. Now, here's what happened. When man turned from the plan of God, the Holy Ghost turned. Could it be that in our feeding of God's body, the Holy Ghost had been grieved? Could it be in our defiling of God's temple, the Holy Ghost had been quenched? So if he's grieved, quenched, disobeyed, and resisted, he cannot manifest the life that God wants us to have in our bodies. I never thought about that. But any type of disobedience, even if it's in ignorance, the body of Christ has been in ignorance about this. But even though if it's in ignorance, it quenched the Holy Spirit. There's something to deal with before I go any further. In my reading, there are different denominations believe different things. The blind man who was born blind, I don't think his blindness glorified God. No sickness glorified God. There's a greater revelation there. And I think the greater revelation is that God is glorified anytime he manifests his supernatural, his power to deliver his people, no matter how it came. You know, they ask who sinned. The secret things belong to God, and what he revealed to us belong to us. But I will never say that sickness glorified God. No. Let's deal with Paul thorn in the flesh. Paul thorn in the flesh probably was not a sickness, but if it was, the whole story had not been revealed to you. God didn't leave Paul sick, because the Bible talks about he healed them all. Anytime the quickening power of the Holy Ghost come in the presence of sickness, if the person yield right, that sickness got to go. I want to clear that up because different denominations believe different things. I'm a word of faith person. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm full gospel, and I believe the whole thing, and I believe that there's no sickness. See, Jesus' ministry in Matthew 4, 23, 24, 25, the Bible said all manner of diseases, all manner of sickness, lunatic, those who were demon-possessed, nothing can stop the power of God. I dare not ever say that there are any sickness that can stop the power of God. And I dare not say that any sickness can stop the love of God. God loves us so much, he don't want us sick. And so here he have me going to the body of Christ apostolically to tell him about how to walk in good health. This scripture in Romans 8:11 is a powerful scripture. It says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Wow. Wow. I think one of the greatest spiritual action outside the birth of Christ is the resurrection of Christ. And here this scripture is indicating that the provider of that manifestation with his same quickening power lives inside of our bodies. So notice what he says now. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, added word quicken again, make alive, your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. So there's a health factory on the inside of you based on Psalm 139, verse 14. That the Holy Spirit works with if we obey God. There's no possibility for sickness and disease to come from your mama to you or nobody else. God is stronger than your mama, your grandma, and your great-grandmother. So you can't put it on that because, I mean, their genes are not stronger than the Holy Ghost gene. I like it, Lord. Their genes are not strong. No gene is stronger than the Holy Ghost gene. All you need to do is drink a little more wine, that new wine of the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost gene determine your health. All right? So we have Romans 8:11, Ephesians 2:1-7, Acts 10:38. Then you have Hebrews 4:12. Then you have John 6:63. Let me read some things I wrote. There's a divine place of health provided for the people of God. We must tap into the mystery of health to release heaven health on earth. Let me give you that again. Listen. There's a divine place of health. See, now we had not known this. Why? Healing ministry, healing seminar. We have never thought about staying healthy. Come on now, be fair with me. I've been in ministry 43 years. All we talk about healing. But listen to what the Lord said. There's a divine place of health provided for the people of God. We must tap into the mystery of health to release heaven health on earth. To release heaven, we must be representative of heaven health on earth. How are you? I have a man in my church over 87 years old. He's really active. He's one of the ushers in my church, Brother Monroe. When you shake his hand, he said, well and blessed. I think we all need to capitalize on that. Well and blessed. Well and blessed. Powerful statement. Know how to keep a constant flow of health, wisdom flowing. Know how to keep a constant flow of health, wisdom flowing. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 20, 3, 16, and 17. It talks about your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're bought with a price. It talks about that God will destroy those who defile in that. Then 1 Corinthians 3, 16, the temple of God. Now what? God is really not a destroyer, but it means that God will have to take his hand back if you're in disobedience. And when God takes his hand back, the kingdom of darkness is always there to do destructive work. John 10:10 says the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. God did not come to destroy, he came to deliver. But if disobedience comes, the enemy will get a chance to bring destruction. So know how to keep a constant flow of health, wisdom flowing through you on purpose. All right? Being healthy glorifies God. Now, I remember in my early study, we do the flip-flop in studying the scripture. Being healthy glorifies God. If being healthy glorifies God, being unhealthy does not glorify God, because we're saying God can't do it. Scripture says, Psalm 105, verse 37, he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them. Now notice that, two divine things there, wealth and health. Wealth and health in that Psalm 105, 37. All right, here's a question. Here's a question. How can one be sick but through negligence get back into your seat of health? See, you're being taught. Now, what's the negligence is, we have not known how to keep our body in a healthy position from God early teaching us what our body really need, our bodies really need. Let me say that question again. How can one be sick but through negligence get back into your seat of health? And as Ephesians chapter 2, let me look at this, because I write these things in the spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly place in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that's not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, anybody listening to me ever read that in the Amplified Bible? I think it's the Amplified Bible. Said God had prearranged, ordained and prearranged for us to live the good life. Well, you can't live no good life sick, can't breathe, can't walk, can't dance. Me and some of my staff members before this service, we danced in the presence of the Lord for two miracles we need. Ha! We dance. We dance, give God thanks for it. Praise is greater than prayer. Praise bring manifestation quickly, because our mind are full of God, not us, full of God when we're praising him. When we praise and dance before him, things start happening instantly. I'll tell you some more about that later. All right? No, now listen, don't miss this. Don't miss this. Oh my God. Don't miss this. Know the power of living in resurrected health. Then Philippians 3:10. My God. Philippians 3:10. That is powerful. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. My health was in Christ when he rose from the dead, cannot be taken by no man unless I give it up. No demon, no devil, no, nothing in this world can take my health unless I give it up. I choose not to. When I learn to do better, I do better. When I didn't know, I couldn't do it. But now I know, I can do it. Listen. I'm sitting in a resurrected health seat. My health came through the resurrection of Christ. If Satan couldn't stop Christ from being raised from the dead, he can't stop my body from being raised from sickness and disease. Amen? How powerful that is. Listen, let me make this statement again. Oh, I didn't know it was going to be this powerful. My God, What statement that was? Statement number four. Know the power of living in resurrected health. See, healing and health is not the problem. The problem is hearing. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. See, that's somebody got to break through in the body of Christ. We are remnant. We got to break through this thing, begin to testify what God done for us, and it'll be catching to the rest of the body of Christ. God always uses a remnant. That's why I'm so hop about this thing. I got to go to Texas to preach this week. You know, somebody said, well, you should be resting. But my God, this thing is on me. We are finding the secret to health, healing, health, and long life. Now, here we're going to step in by revelation, sitting in the seat of resurrected health. You ever heard anything like that? I've never heard that in my life. Resurrected. And then I got Philippians 3:10, and I want to take it to Ephesians 1 for a moment. Ephesians 1 for a moment. Let's look at this. Ephesians 1 for a moment. Look at the 18th verse in Ephesians 1. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the inheritance, the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according, look at your health now, according to the working of his mighty power. You think God gonna leave you sick? You think God didn't hear your prayer? You think God didn't see you praising him all these years? You think God didn't see you when you put your tithe in that bucket or that basket all these years? He saw it. But we find out that a revelation has to come. Somebody has to dive deeper. Apostolically, health, government in the church is coming back apostolically. Pastors, evangelists, those tried, they laid hand on you. But apostolically, good God Almighty, this government of resurrected health cometh to the body of Christ. We know the secret. See, Satan, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Just because we didn't know, we kept praying, kept getting healed, kept getting sick, because we didn't know that our body was designed to eat a divine menu from God. Never heard those words before. Divine menu. Divine menu. We must not eat a satanic menu and think that we can maneuver God in going against what he told us to do. Now, you can do what you want to do, but you're going to be sick. And you're going to die a miserable death. Most people, when they get to the end of their days, they call it, I don't know what that is. They got a stick. They got a wheelchair. Somebody got to change them. They're headed to a rest home. That is no revelation from God. That's man making money. People of old, you see Abraham in a rest home? Huh? Isaac? Them guys didn't went to no rest home. When them boys asked about, asked about it was Joseph. They asked about their father. He was in old age. Who that was? Who was that? Jacob? He said, how the old man? Well, he's doing well, up and upright, still walking, still doing what he need to do. So don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nothing rob you out of. Now you got a new term here now. I want you to say it, everybody who listens to me. Resurrected health. Y'all say it. Resurrected health. Say it again. I have resurrected health. So if Jesus not going down no more, my health not going down no more. Can you see that? Do you know Satan can't kill Jesus no more? Huh? You have to understand that. Notice, I want to get to this part here in reading this from Ephesians 1. Verse 19, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Now notice what happened. Which he wrought in Christ. When? He raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. We seated with him. You can't sit up there sick. You're losing your seat. Listen, far above all principality and power and might. That's why Satan can't make you sick. And dominion. And every name that is named. Not only in this world, but also that which is to come. You listening? And had put all things on his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the foot of him that filleth all in all. My goodness. He can't make you sick. Listen. What happened? Here's another question. Turn to Romans 8. Turn to Romans 8. Because I defy the enemy how he has robbed us all these years. Great, great, great man of God. I won't call his name for respect. Died at 39. And I'm going to say some things. You're probably going to know who I'm talking about, but it's okay. And man, you have a tumor or a knot on your face. He was so anointed, he just grabbed it and pulled it off. And your skin come back like it never was there. Powerful, wasn't it? He died at 39. He ate himself to death. Prophet went to him and told him, said, "Now look, if you don't stop eating, you're going to kill yourself." He kept eating. He died at 39 with all that power. We needed him here. His commission. You know, his son trying to take it. He didn't stay here long enough to train his son. What happened? Died. Killed himself eating. Big old man. Bigger than me and this table put together. You stand up there, but that rocker had power. But yet God had to let him die. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear what I said. Yet God had to let him die. Why? Here's the answer. He chose death. And he chose food over the truth. Now, I don't know if someone could have ministered to him in this facet, in which I'm ministering to you, showing you scripture evidence, scripture proof, why he died. He died because he overwhelmed his body with all that power, overwhelmed his cells with improper eating, and it killed him. Can I tell you a secret? Most people who die early kill themselves. It wasn't the devil. You know, we'd be crying about the devil. Devil took him. No, devil didn't take him. We just read in Ephesians 1. Didn't we read it? He can't. The devil cannot affect resurrected power. You see, I want to give you a word here now. I feel a word rising in my spirit. I think it's going to be an anchor word for you. Permission. Permission. Anything happen to you outside of God's will, you have to give permission. All right? Now, once you hear a message like this, you are now commissioned to do what God say do. You've been commissioned to good health because now you know how condition come. Bad condition or good condition. So in 1 year time, hallelujah, if you keep walking with God, keep eating the way God wants you to eat, you'll have a new well-built body, a well-built liver, well-built pancreas, kidney, lungs, etc. Are you hearing me? So it's up to you, you see. I can instruct you, but I can't do it for you. People get in the car and talk a little crazy, talking about what they lack so much. Huh? You lack sex? You're married? You committing adultery? Huh? See, you got to understand what I'm trying to tell you. What happened if the law is activated properly? Romans 8:2. Y'all read it out loud. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the sin and death. The sin and death. From the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is just what it says. The law of sin and death. Sin will kill you. Disobedience will kill you. But I'm free of it. Listen, let me read this statement again. What happened when this law is activated properly? Romans 8, 2. All right. Keep your body in a delivered position. Colossians 1:13. Keep your body in a delivered position. Thank you, Father. Colossians 1:13. It is so powerful. These things come without prayer and searching scripture to have a delivered message to give to the body of Christ. Look what it said in Colossians 1:13. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, when you walk in sickness and disease, we just read two powerful scriptures. When you walk in sickness and disease, you're actually walking and living under and in the power of darkness. Now, the body of Christ, so long, we've had a lot of seminars, a lot of teaching, a lot of anointed men and women. God has blessed grace us with. I know I can name some women had powerful healing ministry. But I cannot remember many who reveal what a Baptist boy revealed. Malmus, the Baptist boy preacher. But he come a hold to a revelation that is biblical. And you know, it just makes sense. It just makes sense. I mean, it's spiritual, but it just makes sense. But he took a Baptist boy, brought him through an experience of manifestation, and then commissioned him to bring it to the people of God. Now, Brother Malmus, I'm doing pretty good, David. Brother, my wife said, remember Milk. Malmus, and I call him George, that's his first name, I can pronounce that. I don't even know if he filled with the Holy Spirit. See? You feel with the Holy Ghost. You right. Ta ya ya shuka na 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 ma. Give me a pill. Ya da la basha ka ta ta. See? See? But he come up with a revelation that now I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I can see some of the things I've dealt with in my life. I shouldn't have been dealing with those things. But I love God. I've loved God for 43 years and walking with him. I ain't committing no sin on purpose, so he couldn't get it on purpose. So, I mean, what is it? What is it? It's something you didn't know. Are you listening to me? Now, we're in 35 minutes now. I have a few more things I want to say to you. The scripture in Colossians is powerful. The Holy Ghost is living water for your health. The Holy Ghost. Say it, the Holy Ghost is living water for my health. Say it again, the Holy Ghost is living water for my health. See? In other words, is health in the Holy Ghost water. If you think about it as a person. Then John 9:37-39, say out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Holy Ghost is health water in my body. Flowing through me, flushing out anything that the enemy try to do. My goodness, the Holy Ghost is living water for my health. Next thing you got to do is speak health out of your mouth at all times. Speak health, well and blessed. How you doing? Well and blessed. Well and blessed. Don't let your body talk, you talk. Speak health. Luke 21:15. He said, you give your mouth and wisdom that the enemy have no gainsay. That is right there. He give your mouth and wisdom. Death and life. Power of the tongue. Sickness and disease. Power of the tongue. Longevity and short time, power of the tongue. It's in the tongue. See? Watch what you say. Watch when you're around other people. Watch when you're around family gathering. Full embalmed with unbelief. You have to have the wisdom of God. Either don't go, or if you do go, be prepared to flow at another level. The Holy Ghost will help you. So watch your mouth. Speak health out of your mouth at all times. Think health in your mind at all times. Your mind, listen to me now, your mind create condition and environment and experiences. Think, not only speak out of your mouth health, but in your mind think health. And you know a lovely scripture, Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, he is creating condition, he is creating environment. See what I said? And he's creating experience. So your thought mind, you know, Romans 12:2, we can't get around that, you know. Because if you don't transform, you're gonna conform. The church, here it is. Why is it that the church have been sicker than the secular world? Saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, talk in tongue and praise his name. Why? I mean, you don't have to have a bachelor degree to know something wrong. We praying, we were here yesterday morning, today Monday, right? We were praying the Lord, dancing around, shouting. Why are we sick? We finding the answer. God giving us the answer. We got to adhere to it. Just like, you know, some of you girls are good girls, but I was a worldly person. So just like I turned my back on the world, I could turn my back on the wrong menu. The world was an act of perversion. You know, you asked me my days before I was 24, could I live like this and not go out there? You know, I said, man, get out of my face. I got saved and got in his book and found out you can do it. The same with the same book who got me delivered from the world, the same book getting me delivered from things that making me sick. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Stop all them excuses, you know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to help. John 14:6. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Matthew 18:17. He took our infirmity. 1 Peter 2:24. He became sick that we might become well. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life to help. Now I wrote this. I wrote this. They're going to upset your wrong drinking coffee this morning. Sickness is a form of insanity for the believer. A believer who's sick and can't get well is walking in insanity. Now you're not going to be walking in insanity by itself. You're going to be walking in ignorance. If you're dealing with something and you don't hear the words that are coming out of my mouth from God to rescue you, bring you into a revelation and manifestation and a demonstration that you can tell your family and get them all delivered if they listen to you. Because you can't, I teach prosperity. They can't argue with prosperity with me. Why? I have manifestation experience. God did it. Same way here. God, the same way about health that he is about wealth. Are you listening to me? All right, we almost got it. Almost got it. I think I talked to you about how we must understand the soul-opening factor. Your body receives information from your soul, or instruction, or direction from your soul. I talked about in Mark chapter 2 how those guys couldn't get to Jesus, and they went on top of that house and opened that roof and made a hole and let that man down in it. And when I was reading that, God said, there must be a hole in your soul. Well, so that my soul knows right well. Beloved, I wish you all things prosper, being helped, even as your soul prospers. So there has to be an entrance in your consciousness, in your imagination, in your mind, in your will of hell. And that happened as the Holy Spirit revealed to your spirit, and then you take the word of God and let it operate on you and drill a hole in your soul, that your soul next word to your body, you'll never be sick another day in your life. When the soul speaks that to the body, scientific world call it the subconscious. But your soul, when your soul get a hold of it, your body has no choice. You see, that's why the Bible, Kornishkita Mabrishta, that's why God says, talk about the renewing of your mind, that you can operate in that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, there in Romans 12:2. There's a hole driven in your soul. All perverseness has to come out of your soul. Your soul can be perverted because your soul will exculte the lemanza, accept outside information. So you got to keep it right under your spirit, keep it trained. It's powerful, but you got to keep it corralled. That's why you keep on day to day, you got to renew your mind. It'll drift off with the world system. So I must understand the soul opening factor. Now, this statement is powerful, but I think about, turn to Matthew 4. We're going to look at some powerful statements, but I think they have not, in one scripture, Luke 5 said, and the presence of the Lord was there to heal them. In Matthew here, I'm going to make a statement here that I think going to hold great wealth in your heart. I'm going to read the scripture, but before I read the scripture, I'll make a statement. Jesus manifested health 100%. Jesus did not manifest health 85, 75, 45. He manifested health 100%. We read these verses, and all we have seen is healing. But if all sickness leave, what you mean? Health. If all sickness go, notice Matthew 4:23. As Jesus operate in his health ministry. Men have not called it health, they call it healing ministry. Every person Jesus left, listen to me, every person Jesus left was healthy. The church don't talk about that. They're afraid. Why? Here's why the church is afraid. Here's where I came from under fear. So much sickness and disease out there. You know, the church very seldom said, I'm healthy. Even though God didn't heal them, they very seldom said it healthy. You know why? They didn't know the key. See? They didn't know the key. So there's a fear walking around, even good Christian. I don't know what's going to happen. If you have the key, if it do happen, you can unlock your health. You see? If you just keep eating raw fruit and eating vegetable raw over a period of time, don't put nothing else in there, your health got to come back. You see? But the church didn't know that key. The church didn't know Genesis 1:29. Matter of fact, the church fighting Genesis 1:29 right now. See, because steaks, T-bone, chicken, and salmon. I'm healthy because I'm eating salmon. I thought that too. Nope. See, so now the industries and all advertisement is on the attack. I had a man laugh the other day. You notice when they give you the size effect of medicine, they play music. And you got nice flower, nice color on the back. So you really, it camouflages it, so you really can't, you're not listening. See, your brain might go bad. You might die. You might commit suicide, you know. But it got it so subliminal that you don't see that. You just hear how it can help your brain. But you see, you might have suicide condition. It just made them start making them do that some years back. They wasn't doing it, okay? So what is the side effect of eating raw vegetables and raw fruit? See, raw fruit, I found out, cleans you out. Raw vegetables bring the enzyme, the nutrients, the minerals, the protein, even the protein. You see, you think it's all you got to eat meat to get protein. Where the meat got the protein from? From the grass. So there's protein in vegetable. The normal medical diet will kill you on the spot. I mean, it's sad to say it, but a man told me, you know, I'm just telling what he told me. I mean, I'm just telling what he told me. He said he was operated on, had a heart bypass, and they brought him a hamburger and some french fries. Jesus Christ, that's what clogged his arteries up. The hamburger, the grease, and the french fries. Don't be stupid. Don't sell your life for one meal stand. All right. Then my time running. So then Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee. And he went about what? Where he went about? All Galilee. You got to see that. I just saw it, the Holy Spirit. I never took that part. I went to the other part. He went about all Galilee. All right. Teaching in our synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing what? All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went out throughout all Syria, verse 24, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which was lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. All of them. All of Galilee. So he left Galilee what? In a healthy state. When all is healed in your body, when your leg is healed, your arm healed, your heart healed, your lung healed, you in health. What were you saying? God not only give us a magnificent body, but he give a magnificent menu that we don't even know how to make it taste good. We think we got to be like a rabbit, go eat some carrot and lettuce. And I ain't doing it. I'm getting me some meat. I smell somebody barbecue. It happened to me too. I walked down in my community. Somebody got the thing out. I smell barbecue. Matter of fact, my grandson, we were driving a golf cart. My grandson said, "Papa, what? I smell something." I smelled it. I wouldn't say anything. It was the barbecue. Shauna training him in the process of eating right. Okay, a few more minutes. The words of the teacher can't escape unless they are grounded. Wise teaching is a source of life and health. Come to know the life of giving quality to instruction. Don't lie to yourself with cleverly and twisted word. No, stick with the truth. My friend, I'm aiming to help those who connected with me. I even appreciate y'all come on the line. I love y'all so much. We got a lot to do in LTMA. We have a lot to do in the work of the ministry. And that's why I'm sacrificing to come and bring these messages to you free of charge, putting them on the line so you can get a hold of them, go over and over, because I know there's a lot of things my wife and I, my family's aiming, my sons, their wives, husband, grandchildren, Well, am and to put this in practice. A lot of my members here at Word of Life Christian said, I am and to put these things in practice. I recognize the whole new deal, but I think he would be wise enough to give it enough time. And I promise you, if you do that, you will have some of the most miraculous things. Your prayers you prayed 25 years ago will be answered. The Lord always wanted to answer your prayer. When you say, with Jesus' stripe, I'm healed, Jesus stood on his feet. But we got to cooperate with revelation. And so I'm just thankful. I bless Brother Malmus and his wife and his team for doing this so many years, the persecution they've got for this. I feel it. I recognize that we just want to skip around and sing, this is the day the Lord have made. And we're going to sing our song, get a new song and sing it, and still be sick. We're not going to let this happen to you. Father, may the healing virtue. I've known great men and women of God who you anointed for this message, but I never heard them teach the body of Christ about cells and about what it takes to build their cell. Holy Spirit, I know this message will drop on the ground if you don't anoint it. I feel the virtue of your power in my hand. Every person who listens to me that dealing with any manner of sickness, any manner of disease, any mind escape that they're not thinking like they used to think. Father, I just, right now, any demonic power, in the name of Jesus, I break that power over every person and every person in their family. You begin to manifest as they follow instruction. Lord, I ask them only follow it for 3 months. If they will follow it for 3 months, they will see some results. Most of them will see total results by your power and by your glory. May your anointing flow through these airwaves. Touch them in calls, at home, some on their job, some at their churches. But I just thank you. I'm asking you to help us to think like you think, not like Leroy think, to think like you think. Help them to know this from you, and it's to your glory. Help them to know we cannot afford to defile this body another day. We must yield to a revelation and insight that you've sent to us. We thank you so much. I thank you that everybody on this broadcast that is carrying diabetes is healed. Every person who have a heart problem is healed. Rheumatism, arthritis, they are healed. Breathing problem, they are healed. They are healed to step into health, never to be sick again. And all other ailment that's under the sound of my voice today. Koranishkonam, female problem. Let that young man and that woman, young woman, have that baby. I declare she fertilized right now. That is sperm, is touching, is done in Jesus' name. We'll hear the testimony. Thank you, Father. I ask you to help them to dance around a while. Dance and praise you in the dance. And praise you with their hand. And thank you. And dance before you with thanksgiving in their heart. We thank you, Father. I believe these are seekers that is on this line today, that we can be a remnant of healthy, long-living, wealthy, happy, joyous, fruitful, faithful, blessed people. I feel anointing in my hand as I put it out to the screen, whatever screen they're on, the telephone, the iPhone, whatever. I feel anointing. Let anointing flow in churches. Oh my goodness. Let this anointing flow into pastors that are listening. Put it in their hand. Put it in their heart, Lord. Put it in their head. Let it flow. Put it in their soul. We thank you this morning. We thank you that this broadcast is not a failure. We thank you that it will produce fruitful results. Lord, my intercessors, they're on the line. Ah, ha, ha, anoint them. I need them to live long. They're praying. They're backing the works of God up. our pastor, the pastors here, their intercessors are on the line. Oh my goodness, Lord, thank you that we see the revelation, walk in it, live in it. Father, we praise you and thank you that people are being healed all over the world to begin to live a healthy lifestyle. You sent your word to heal us and to deliver us from destruction, to deliver us from an early grave. And I pronounce healing, health, and long life on every man and woman who honored the anointing that you placed on my life, and they're on this line today. Begin to work in their body. I only consider it. I don't only pronounce health on them, Father, but my well anointing. Come out over these airwaves right now, that they'll have financial surprises coming from the four corners of the earth that they got to tell somebody about it. I thank you that the tithe in every church that is under my voice today double. Every tithe will double. That means the people's finances are doubling. I'm calling double finances on every person. Listen to me. I call that finance this year to be doubled in massive production of finances coming to their life, into their ministry, into their businesses like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Powerful.